This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Home Depot will pay $2 million to settle a civil claim for false advertising and unfair competition. The complaint filed in San Diego Superior Court said that when people at Home Depot brought an item to checkout, they would be charged more money than was written on the shelf tag or on the item itself. Such violations are called scanner violations. Per the settlement, the company will admit no wrongdoing, but Home Depot must pay $1.7 million in civil penalties, $277,000 to cover case investigation costs, and Home Depot must implement a price accuracy program. The civil penalties are a drop in the bucket for the nation's fifth largest retailer. In March, Home Depot announced it is buying SRS Distribution, a huge building project supplier that counts professional roofers, landscapers, and pool contractors as its primary customers, for $18.3 billion. In a momentous victory for indigenous tribes and environmentalists, the nation's largest ever dam removal project is finished. The last of the four dams in the Klamath River along the California-Oregon border was demolished last week, opening the door for a thriving salmon population. The milestone follows a two-decades-long campaign to save the Klamath River after an estimated 70,000 salmon perished due to toxic algae in 2002, caused from warm water temperatures, low river flows or stagnant water, and conditions ideal for algae and fatal for fish, including salmon. Aside from driving the species to near extinction, the dams and algal blooms also prevented local native tribes from engaging in core parts of their culture and fishing traditions. Now the Klamath River can flow freely again, reopening 400 miles of salmon spawning and nursery habitats. Similar dam removal projects have been completed around the West, including in Montana. The oversight body charged with disciplinary complaints of Montana lawyers has completely rejected Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen's claims that he should not be subject to discipline because of his political position or that they violate the separation of powers between branches of government. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen is facing 41 charges of violating the rules of professional practice, which could lead to suspension or revocation of the law license of the state's top attorney. To be attorney general, one must be a licensed attorney in good standing. The commission said that Knudsen, in his request to dismiss the 41 charges, tried to paint them as politically motivated for the way he's conducted himself while Montana attorney general. But the commission said that in all circumstances, Knudsen was acting as an attorney and on behalf of the people of Montana as the attorney general's client. And the Montana Constitution also requires the state's attorney general to be a member of the bar, which requires an oath to follow the rules of professional practice. The commission said, "It certainly is not an official duty of the attorney general to commit the actions alleged in the complaint. Under the respondent's theory, he is not answerable at all to the court for any conduct as long as it fits within his definition as official." That particular point has been something that Knudsen has previously claimed insulates him from discipline because the conduct, or misconduct, was done as part of his job. Knudsen has claimed the disciplinary proceedings represent a constitutional crisis. The commission said, "Such a histrionic argument ignores the allegations of the complaint, which in their essence charge a failure to be civil, courteous, and respectful," the commission said. The Montana Constitution gave exclusive power to regulate the judiciary to the Montana Supreme Court, so while Knudsen may be a part of the executive branch, the conduct in question was as an attorney or a member of the judiciary. As Attorney General, the Commission said that Knudsen remains a lawyer always, whether his client is the state, its agencies, or its people. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.